holding the Siman Shin Yud Aleph. We did Sif Yud Aleph. We're holding the Mishaburas in Sif Yud Aleph. Holding the Mishaburas of Katan Mem Vav. In Mareach. Okay. So the problem over here is a concern about a possibility the person's going to smooth it out and be over this every Mareach. Since the concern over here is the idea of the act of smoothing, also feeling ain macht is Hashem and b'sach hanekev, albanocha ba'alma al gabay milamalo. So it's also even if you don't put the shemen into the nekev, just put it on the outside, because you might. So the problem is not all tikkun kli or boina. Because then they don't need also if you put it into the hole. If you put it on the outside, it's clearly distinct and separate from the hole, the kli, so it's not a tikkun in the kli. Not being bind of the kli anymore. But once you tell me the problem is because of mimareyach, it shach miruach inside the hole, it shach miruach out on the outside of the hole. There's no difference between them. Mutter.
Sorry, I'm late.
Yes. Hainu, I feel lachnis of the sechel neck. Then he said, however, that is something which is not a meruach issue in a case where the wine is not pouring out right now. So putting something in the hole is not a problem. The hole and a yain yotze filled with tikkun lo mechzik masakan. Does not look like you're fixing up the barrel because the wine is not pouring out right now. However, according to the Iker, Kedas Rama, Mishkalik, Ozeh, Asir, Lid, Afili, Mi, Ena, Yain, Yotze, Derech, and Shom, Gankin, Osher, Lita, and Shom, Shum, Dabar, Besech, and Ekev, Lososmai. The opinion of the Rama that it is Osher, not like this Shita, even though the wine is not flowing out right now, but you're putting something there which will prevent the flow of wine, so that's a tikkun in the kli. Shum, Dahavi, Kain, Boina. But that's only if you're putting it into the hole. If you're putting it on the outside of the kli, so that's clearly distinct from the kli. It's not considered you're the tikkun in the kli. So if it's a kashash, you might smooth it out with some type of it's a material which, like a clay, whatever it is, would smooth out. You have a miruach problem. You're smoothing. But as tikkun in the kli, if it's on the outside of the hole, not inside the hole, it's not a tikkun in the kli, and it's money. However, if the wine is flowing, then even inside of the hole is usur, according to everybody, because that looks like you're fixing the kli. Usur l'sos b'memches mirabanan v'nei shemechzik imasakin. Now, v'davka v'sos v'davar shein derech l'istam b'ayim. Putting in the hole in the keli is something which is not normally placed there. You're going to put a little pebble or some straw. To put in the spigot, which the spigot was made to go in and out, it wasn't left there. So it's not considered that you're fixing the cleat. It's made to go in and out. That's how you would do it. So putting that in the hole is not a problem. That's the normal way it functions. It goes in and out. That's not called a tikkun in the kli, and that's mutter. Now, if a person wants to put something in there as a haroma, you tell them I can't put something in the hole. Why not put something in the hole for storage purposes? And it blocks the flow of the wine. So I'm not doing it to be misak in the kli. I'm doing it for storage purposes. Now, you know and I know that's not what he means. Right? So why? So we said it's also Lord Meshena Mechavit. He cannot claim that that's not his purpose, because the reality is Kibin the Bamis Mechavit Ulusas, because it is his purpose. Now, what's the Havamid over here? Obviously, the reality is this is not a real tikkun. Just putting the thing in the hole without really fixing it in there is not really a tikkun. The only problem is that if we allow him to put something in the hole which will block the wine for now, it looks like tikkun.
Forgive me, why does this look, I mean, I'm sorry.
Okay, so why do we ask for something that looks like tikkun? Because you might do an actual tikkun. But if I come along and I tell you, listen, we're only going to allow you to do this if you make up this false narrative that's not your purpose. So the false narrative, even though it's false, will act as a reminder that you cannot be metaken, really. So if the whole reason this is not really a tikkun, because you're putting the quarter, let's say, in the hole. That's not really fixing the kli. Meanwhile, it's blocking the wine. So the wine is not coming out. You say, "Wow, I'm so happy." Because I lasered it. Because if I let you do that, you might actually plug it up in a way which is awesome. But if I tell you, you can't. So you can't put the quarter in either, or a quarter's most. I'm saying you put something in there which is.
You put a stopper in it.
Now I come along and say, listen, but how about if I put the thing in with a false narrative? I'm putting it there. Listen, I need to store it somewhere, and there's a nice hole over here, which is a good place to store it. Okay? So let's have it argue that. So, I mean, it's not true. It's not what your kavanah is. But the fact that we require you to make that declaration indicates, will act as a reminder that you can't fix this. That's why they're making me make this story up. So we'd argue that that's mutter, kamashal, that's saying that that's still awesome. But by Talmud Chacham, it's mutter. Why? We're afraid that the person will leave the haroma part out, and then once he leaves the haroma part out, he might come to actually fix it. But Talmud Chacham, he won't do that. So we let him do this false narrative and say, my goal here is just to store something. And that'll act as the reminder not to do an actual tikkun. And that's the logic why we let the Talmud Chacham do this. Kasim are going to run the af, the kaim alon, the idna, ain lono din Talmud Chacham. We don't have it, the Talmud Chacham of the Gemara doesn't exist anymore nowadays. We don't have the Madrega of Talmud Chacham that they're referring to in regards. Says that's not, so there are many dinim in halacha where Talmud Chacham is treated a certain way. So maybe we don't have a din of Talmud Chacham for all of those dinim, but certain things we still have a din of Talmud Chacham. He says, we can use that for this purpose. A person who's known as a Talmud Chacham can rely on this sheet. Some say no, that the din of a Talmud Chacham undermines that as well. Okay, yes.
First of all, then I got another question. A Talmud Chacham, I mean, I don't know who is the biggest Talmud Chacham that we have right now. I mean, Rav Eliyashiv is, I think, gone, right? Rav Shach is gone. I mean, Rav Moshe Feinstein is gone. But let's say if we still had Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, he wouldn't be considered a Talmud Chacham? I mean,
again, that's not our topic right now.
But
there are the sugyas of the definition of Talmud Chacham. There's. Listen, Lieber Moshe Feinstein out. The Vilna Gaon, you think it was a Talmud Chacham?
I would assume that the Vilna Gaon was a
Talmud Chacham. The Magen Avraham wasn't a Talmud Chacham. The Magen Avraham is writing about himself, or he's writing about his generation. There were Talmud Chacham in his generation. Yeah, there were, but the definition of Talmud Chacham in the Zman Gemara was something beyond that.
All right, the next question was, I apologize that I came in the middle, but I'm like, what tikkun are you trying? This is a barrel of wine, right? We're talking about
a barrel which has a hole in it, and you're putting something there in the hole to prevent the leakage of the liquid.
Oh, so and this is an unintended hole. This is not that you were talking about, like a spigot. You were putting the spigot in the hole. This is an unintended hole we're talking about?
An unintended hole. Yeah.
An unintended hole. Oh, so now I understand what you're saying, talking about a tikkun. I was like, what kind of tikkun is this? It's the hole for the spigot.
Okay.
My apologies. All right.
Sif your base. Sakin shutachu b'kaisel shel eitz mibodyan. So I have this knife which is thrust into a wall. So remember, we discussed the case of the knife thrust into a keli at the beginning of the siman. So now we're contrasting that to a case where it's thrust into a wall, which is mechubar lekarka. So when you make a hole in a wall, so even a little hole can be used for it's part of the usage of the wall. You can do things with it, etc. So even drilling a small hole in the wall is a problem. So now, I didn't drill a hole over here. I have the knife. Now, the hole which the knife is in is already made. But as you pull the knife in and out, you're going to expand that hole. So also, Lutzia B'Shabbos, you can't take it out. Kimin Shudaber M'chubar, since the wall is attached to the ground, and the rule is by something to M'chubar the karka, even a neck of Kol Shehu, any size neck, is a problem. So therefore, expanding the neck is also a problem because it's a psik ratio. A mutakul b'tzafsel, if it's thrust into a chair, something made out of wood, v'chein b'chaldav v'talush, or anything which is detached, not attached to the ground, mutal etziyoy, ha'gav im dotsa b'shalfa milad yoyim, afilu b'kaisel shori, and if you've taken it in and out, in such a way that it's not a psik resh anymore, that when you move the knife in and out, it's going to expand the hole, because the hole is expanded a certain amount by the multiple times of thrusting and taking it out. So it's not a psik resh anymore, and that's not your kavana, so it's mutter. Mishabur nanav. Shel eitz. Naka shel eitz. So the case over here was, it was thrust into a wooden wall. What about a wall made out of bricks or stones? Because of Shalavanim, in case a wall which is made out of bricks, Motzi come upon him, Shain Shurasem, Duakim Zelazem, was meant to let see our feeling, Lo Yeho Yodotsu of Shalfamiljah. The nature of a wall which bricks are laid is sometimes there are gaps. So if there are gaps, that hole is not a secretion. And that's where your knife is. It's not a psik resha that you're going to go. We don't assume the chachila. It's a psik resha that you're going to expand the hole. But if it's stuck into, if it's thrust into wood, it's very tight. So there's a psik resha that there's going to be expanding of the hole as it moves in and out multiple times. It was tight in the wall. So the crack which is there is going to widen. So that goes into the issur of drilling a hole into the wall. It's not as intense. His goal here is not to expand the hole. But kimat psik reshahu. Now there's interesting lashon over here in the Shavuot, kimat psik reshahu. So the question is, when we say psik reshahu means it's definite, it's going to happen. So how definite is definite? Do you need 100%?
Well, psik reshahu, I mean, you're cutting off the chicken's head. The chicken's definitely going
to
die.
I understand. But now we're learning out from there to halacha, to every case of psik reshahu, that it's awesome. So does every case have to be that for sure? It has to be 100%? So what about 99%? Is that mutter? Or not. So this is actually a steer in Mishaburus. Mishaburus Lashon over here is Kimat Sikresha, which means Mishaburus seems to be saying, as long as it's almost a Sikresha, it's almost Vadai, even though it's not Vadai, it's close enough, that's also awesome. There are other places where Mishaburus says not like that. Mishaburus seems to say that's only Usr, but it's definitely going to happen 100%. There is a Bir Alacha at the end of Shin Lamed Tes, I think. Shin Lamed Ches, Shin Lamed Tes. End of Shin Lamed Ches, which seems to say that it might be Usr Midrabanan, even though it's not for sure. There's a Madrega of a Isr Midrabanan of a Sikresha, because it's almost for sure. So it means it could be that the Madrega of Sikresha, which is the Raisa, would be 100%. But when it's close to being 100%, it's not the Raisa, it's only Midrabanan, but it is Usr Midrabanan. So that gives us, you know, maybe a vehicle to understand the different Mishaburas. Okay. Okay, so now the Achronim discuss that the Chara we have over here, besides the fact that it's not Kavana, it's a secretion, it's not a Miskavin, it's very possible that if he doesn't want to use it, it's Malachos HaNesik L'Gufo, and it's Mekalko, and it's Kilachriyat. If you want to make holes, if you want to make useful holes in the wall, you drill with a drill. You don't take a knife and put it in and pull out multiple times to make it wide. But that's not the same way of doing it. So you have multiple drabonans over here. You have it's malachos and tzichul gufa. You have it's a makalkel. You have it's a derech shinui. And therefore, we could argue that it should be mutter because it's multiple drabonans. He said, even so, that was the long mishnah berurah, the beginning of the siman. He said that the minhag is to be oyser, and that even though it's mekalkel and it's klach yad, and it's, even so, the ma'aseh minhag is to be machmer. So even though the Taz says it really should be mutter, he says the ma'aseh, the Tumas Hadesh and the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah all pask in the Maseh B'Simon Lahachmer the Yin Kosel, so I can't be mekal halacha the ma'aseh. Okay, he says that so even though the many arguments why really should be mutter, but the Shulchan Aruch paskin leister based on the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah agrees with it as well. So I'm not willing to take on the Taz. I'm not willing to take on the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah and say that it's mutter lacha lemaisa. I was there at the end of Sif Kot Yudal. Okay. Now, but he said, however, if it's a case where it is something which is you've taken it in and out multiple times, then a charlotte see it. Then you can take it out. Because you can thrust it back in as well. The key in the card not a sack and because mean by young. You put it in, you thrust it in, and then you pulled it out, and then you thrust it back in, ready for shop. So you've done the act of thrusting it in one time, made a certain amount of opening. As you pull it out, the nature is that it expands the opening a little bit. As you thrust it back in, it's expanded the opening again. So therefore the area has expanded a little bit. It's not a psikresha anymore. Near the thrusting it in and taking it out before Shabbos and not re-thrusting it a second time is not enough to be out there. And that the Sharatzian in Sivkat Nadalov gets involved in the Yukim in the Rishonim and in the Gemara. What the Allah is in that case, the Maisi comes out that like he says in the Mishabur. Fine. Okay. Simon Shin Tetzvav. So Shin Tetzvav is the Easter of making an oil on Shabbos. So an oil is a form of binyan, but it is different than the regular binyan. Regular binyan, we discussed this once. The normal definition of binyan, the Rambam says, is you're taking different pieces and putting it together to create a larger entity. That's the melacha bonin. There are tikkunim that you can make in the binyan, like you just said, drilling a hole in the wall is adding a dimension of function to the wall. Fine. That, but once you have the bona of the wall, so you can say, well, let's make the wall more functional. Now we make a hole there, and therefore you can put a nail in and hang your hat. Okay. So you've added a dimension of function which wasn't there beforehand. But when I make an oil is one piece of cloth or leather, whatever it is, which is being spread out. It's not multiple pieces being put together. So in that sense, it's not like bona. But it is nisa deraisa. A person would make an oil, which is an oil kavua, to a permanent oil, would be nisa deraisa. It's a tolda of boina, because it approximates the function of binyan. Part of the function of a binyan of building a house is to have a roof over your head. So this oil acts as a roof over your head.
Is this, forgive me for interrupting you, is this sort of like opening an umbrella on Shabbos? You're building an ohel? Would that fall under that category?
We will talk about umbrellas. Yeah, but umbrellas, yes. This is the area where you would discuss
umbrellas.
Umbrellas. Okay. Now,
but
if the person made the oil to be a gag, to act as a canopy to protect something, so that sense it's like boina. If I do it not for that purpose, so I. Theoretically, we'll have the case later on. You have a mitzvah, and it has the frame, yeah. And I want to spread out this
canopy over it.
I want to put on the frame a piece of leather which will act as the support to hold the mattress. So underneath the leather, I have there's an oil. Yeah, but I'm not putting it for that purpose. My goal is not to make the oil underneath there. My goal is to, so that's not going to be the rice. Oil aroy is not doima to bona either. If it's a temporary oil, it's not going to be the rice either. Be the rabona. Also, last is oil b'shabbos v'yom tov filahu aroy. Okay, so there's an issue of making the oil on Shabbos, even if it's aroy, and that's going to be the rabona. V'dafka gag abul mechitzus mutter. Okay, so but the issue of oil is referring to that which is on top that has that alone approximates the process of boina in that sense. But if I just would put up a mechitza, so a mechitza alone, because mechitzas aroy chazal denaras. Vei mechitza sarelim kenas is lahatr sukkah or lahatr tilku. But a mechitza which generates halachic dinim by the fact that it's there, for example, My sukkah requires three walls, and one of the walls of the sukkah fell down. And my sukkah started with, I only had three walls, and one of the walls falls down, I only have two walls. So my sukkah right now is not kosher. So I say, no problem. It's only a mechitza. So I take up the wall, which is there, I stand it back up, and I attach it in a very loose way, so I'm not doing it real any burner. And I say, well, okay, good. I put the mechitzas are mutter. Yeah, the problem is this mechitza just made this sukkah from being non-kosher to being kosher.
So it's a tikkun.
So that is considered a significant act that the mechitza is doing. So this mechitza is like burner. Because just putting it there has changed the whole reality of this item. Or if I need I had a wall which was enclosing an area which I'm allowing me to carry inside the area, and I want to put a mechitza there that whatever reason that fell down, whatever it is, I want to put it back up without doing boina. Just putting the mechitza there, I just want to roll the mechitza there. I take my mechitza from the shul, right, and I just roll it out. And I blocked the hole, and now I can carry inside. That's wonderful. That's beautiful. The problem is, that's awesome. So mechitza materis is also to make, and so that's the halacha. Mechitza hamateris, mechitza which is going to generate dinim, is also to do on Shabbos or Yom Tov. If the purpose of the mechitza is just to create a separation, where I have some privacy, it's not going to create any halachic dinim. So that's mutter. So the example of that is, we have this beautiful shul over here, and I want to roll the mechitzas around to for davening. Well, you can't talk about mechitzas. Well, mechitzas are not going to mechitza materis. That's not true. The primary din over here really is that this is a tznius issue to maintain between the men and the women. Once that's true, you're allowed to daven. So, since it's the goal over there is to see it's ba'alma, that is mutter. So, I don't have a door in my doorway. I have like a curtain which I hang there for privacy. So the curtain came down. I want to put the curtain back up. Even though I let the curtain hang, the center, it's not attached. It's just hanging. So I'm not attaching it. I'm attaching it to the wall. Might be a different ballgame. I'm just hanging it there. The issue is I'm not discussing the attachment. I'm making something hang there. Well, I've added a mechitza. I added this whole blockage to my door. That's a mechitza. Yeah, but it's the purpose is just privacy, nothing more. So that's mutter. Okay, parochas they are in Kurdish. Okay, so if the parochas came down, I want to put the parochas back up. Again, if I want to attach them, I might have a problem. Let's say the parochas are attached to a rod. And in front of the Aron Kodesh, there is a bracket which the rod just sits in. So I'm not really attaching anything. I'm just laying it there. I'm not doing any mice of attaching it to the Aron. So that's not the issue. We're not discussing attaching. That we'll discuss in Shabura. What about when you start attaching things? The issue over here, I'm just hanging it. I'm suspending it there. So I'm suspending. I'm making a mechitza. Yeah, but it's not being matter or anything. It's just there for cover of the etc. So that is mutter. However, this halacha that mechitza is mutter, and we're saying I can hang these curtains, etc., it's only if they're hanging straight down. But if they're going to be set up in such a way that they're going to bend and create a gag element as well, so partially they're bent over and then they're a gag now, they're acting like they're acting as a canopy over something, if the width of that gag is a tefach, why? It's going to be usur.
So
okay, let's just finish over here. I can put a mechitza to block out the sun or the cold, or to prevent the wind from putting out the neiris. All these things are mutter. The person cannot have relations with his wife in the presence of a light. So he wants to put up a mechitza to block the light. Can't put out the light. So he wants to put hang this curtain in the way, so it blocks the light from coming directly upon them and thereby permitting relations. He says, that's us, because that's a mechitza materis. The mechitza is there to be matter the maisa of Tashmish. The law is that a person cannot have relations in front of with his wife if they're in the presence of swarim. But you can make a mechitza in front of the swarim to allow him to have relations. Well, you can't make that mechitza. Or lasasrachim, a person needs to relieve himself. And again, he cannot do that in the presence of the swarm. So he wants to make this mechitza to allow him to relieve himself. So that he can't do. That's a problem. We will see.
Upstairs.
Yeah. Okay. But if the Arutz were saying that you cannot make a mechitza, and the mechitza materis is the equivalent of like an oil, the same way oil is usur, mechitza is usur. Oil is usur, this is all aroy, it's not permanent. So we said you cannot make an oil aroy. However, there is a halacha, you can extend an oil aroy. If an oil aroy already exists, you can extend it further.
So
if it's already open, how much is considered an oil if it's a tefach wide? So I have an oil which is already a tefach wide, and I want to add more to extend the tefach, the oil further, that's mutter. So if it's already, it's the same way that's true by oil, it's also true by the case of mechitza, that if it's already extended a tefach, so I can extend it further and be mattered.
Okay. So now,
let's hold Mishaburas for tomorrow, and today is Wednesday, so for tomorrow. Okay, very good.